Hey everyone, it's Sets on the Beach podcast, here again at Del Mar Dog Beach. It's a special edition today, Thanksgiving. It's Saturday, but we've got a lot of people in town, just back from Thanksgiving, trying to play some good volleyball. We're going to talk to a buddy of mine, Danny Wexler, who's been out of town the past few months, and he's back from college, and we're going to get the scoop from him about life at college, volleyball at college, and what it's like coming back after a few months hiatus. We've got about 8 nets out here today at Del Mar, and people are having a good time. Just after lunch, we're going to talk with Danny in a minute. So we're not talking to Danny yet because he's finishing up, but I'm here with David, and we're watching Kieran and Sam play Pete and John.
Are we calling this playing?
You know, I was trying to be nice. It might be too generous.
I mean, Sam's just been letting balls run. I hardly recognize her out there.
This is true. They are playing for the winner of the loser's bracket here.
Lots of them are at stake.
Yeah.
They're, nobody wants to be the very bottom of the pile.
That's the worst, isn't
it? Ooh, Pete with the backhand.
Two over.
Yes, good job including that, just so the people at home
know.
Just
to illustrate.
Can't let him get away with it. So Pete now serving into the wind, also looking into the sun.
Here we go.
Good up.
All right.
Oh, there it is. Okay.
Mid-court.
Kieran hears us commentating. He wants a good recording here. Oh, here comes the man of the hour. Mr. Danny Wexler himself.
You know, I got the liner here. I always turns into a diaper. The sand.
I can't stand those kind of
shorts. Just fills up with sand.
So we're at the end of the day, and we got Dan, the man, Wexler, right here with us. How was your day, Danny?
It was great. Played so many games, starting at 9 a.m., and it is now 5 p.m. It's like a full work day. Took an hour for lunch, and then we were back for more games.
Boom. What was so good about it?
Hitting the balls all the time. Into the court. Mainly. That's the part. That's the good part.
Cool.
Also, winning is good.
Yeah?
Yep.
How much did you do that?
A lot. Not so much in the first half, but second half of the day, got a lot of wins in.
Yeah? Did something change along the way?
I started focusing on making sure that my set was exactly where it should be. I put my full mental effort on getting it to the right spot every time I was setting, and that definitely helped. Instead of setting where it's like a half-hearted, probably should go over there-ish, I'd be like, make sure it gets exactly so many feet off the net on this far out, and picture it going there.
Perfect. So your set's improved, your hits improved.
Yep.
Nice. Anything that you would have done differently today? I mean, you did just come back from a big break.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've played. Played once a few days back, but before then, I haven't played in about at least 2 weeks, 3 weeks. So I know I had time to readjust to the sand and get back into it. But
how's it been up at college? And what's the volleyball like up there?
It's been great at college. Busy, but I'm learning all sorts of things, studying computer science. The volleyball is there. It's mostly indoor, hardly any beach up there. But I still play in open gym hours.
Don't you have a volleyball court right in front of your dorm or something crazy like that?
Yes.
What's the deal with that?
I've never seen anyone use it ever, unfortunately. And I've tried asking around to people to see if they want to play, and no one that I know has wanted to play. So it's very sad.
So basically, if I show up there with three other people...
Yeah, we're going to play. That's what's happening.
Perfect.
Yeah.
How's the indoor been?
Great. It's just open gym hours. We play 5 hours at a time.
5 hours?
Yeah.
So do you do that in the evenings or weekends?
Both, yeah. Evenings during the week, and then on the weekends during the middle of the day.
Sounds like a workout.
Yeah. So it's a workout here, too. We're doing at least 5 hours here.
For sure. One of your trademarks, Danny, is your hit.
Yep.
It's, you know, people just know it, okay? Because it's so good. Can you talk to us about some of the things that go into a good hit?
One of the most helpful things is the height off the ground where you make contact with the ball. Because the higher you hit the ball, the more options you have available. So my goal when I'm hitting is to try and do my approach, making my approach really solid so that I get as much elevation as I can, which results in hitting the ball higher in the air. And that allows me to hit it at a sharper angle downwards.
So you're thinking a lot about the height.
Yeah. Yeah.
And getting good ups.
Yep.
So having ups is really important. What about the power? Any tricks for getting more power?
For the power, I try to use my whole body. Starts with the core. I try and bend my back backwards and then snap it forwards as I'm hitting. I find that adds an extra bit of power. And then, of course, with the shoulder, and then finally the elbow snapping, and then the wrist snapping. So it's all connected. It all adds up.
Makes sense. Full body engagement.
Yeah.
Torsional motion and acceleration to getting the hit.
Yep.
What was your favorite game today?
I played with John earlier this morning, and that was a really good game. We started out, we were kind of struggling a bit, but John was playing really consistent. I was struggling more than he was, and seeing him play some shots, I was like, okay, I gotta keep up with him if I'm gonna win the game. And so I started playing better after seeing him play better, and then we ended up winning the game after a long battle. It was like 18-21, I think.
Yeah. What got you into volleyball?
I first started playing volleyball back in, it was like middle school PE class. We like just rotated through a bunch of sports and spent like a few weeks on each, and volleyball was my favorite of them. I remember distinctly during that volleyball class in middle school, I went on this like 10 or 12 point serving run. But I mean, I was impressed. I was having a good time, but still, everyone was terrible. So the 10 points was just like basically me getting it over the net at all. That was an in. That was how I got the 10 points. But it was still a lot of fun. So having the fun made me want to play more. And then I played in random summer camps since then. I would have loved to play on my high school team, but it did not exist. We did not have a men's volleyball team. So I tried to find other places where I could play. And I found this meetup group and joined, and I've been coming back ever since.
Yeah. And the beach has evolved way beyond that meetup now, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Just the whole community at Del Mar.
Yep.
Are you serious? Is that a glow-in-the-dark ball? No. Let's take a look at this.
Does that work?
What is happening?
Is that for real?
Is it for real?
It's very rubbery. It's like boink.
But still.
It's not terrible.
Listen to that.
Sound is hilarious.
I know.
Danny Wexler, great talking to you. Great interview set on the beach here. See you around next time you make it down to San Diego.
Sounds great. Good talking to you too.
Here, like, not have a dollar menu. We still gotta go to that Taco Bell that has alcohol.